Praise the Lord. God bless the difference. Thank you so much for releasing the miracle. Miracle. See, I want you to begin to know that the Lord says that heaven, that the heavens is on your side in this season, and you're going to begin to see favor as well as new doors beginning to open up for you. For the Lord said this is a good time and a season for you to begin to use wisdom in your finances. It's a season where the Lord says prepare, because you're going to begin to look for some new sources of income or maybe even emotional support. And God says it's going to happen and you're going to find it, because God said he's going to place you in the right place at the right season, at the right time. Now, I do feel that from the beginning of the month until the 27th, the Lord said it's going to be quite helpful for you. It's going to be helpful for your communications and learning, but also writing, and but also something possibly surrounding support. I'm also hearing the Lord saying to me that even around the 12th, God's going to touch things around the home, the domestic area. And God says pay attention to safety issues and things of that nature, because the enemy wants to bring mishaps and break-ins and things of that nature. So make sure that the house is properly secure. Make sure smoke detectors are has proper batteries and things of that nature. Or if there's any gas pipes, make sure that they're also properly tightened and things of that nature, because the enemy wants to bring mishap. But the Lord says, I'm giving you wisdom now in advance to prepare yourself to make sure that everything is covered thoroughly. For the Lord said, it seems like also family or visitors could be a little bit difficult. So watch whom you invite in your home, but also whom you have around you. I can tell you that around the 27th, you may receive news about a relative or maybe some kind of a real estate matter. Say it's the Spirit of the Most High.
And I further hear the word of the Lord say to you today, home and office, family and work are going to be in the forefront this month. For Father God says this is the month of balance. For Father God says he's going to give you the wisdom to balance home and work. And I further hear Father God saying, be mindful around relationships concerning the office. For Father God saying in this month, relationships, partnerships, love, and money are going to come into an intertwining. And Father God says he's going to give you the wisdom ahead of time. Now, Father God says this is the season, even at the workplace around September 9th. Father God says there's going to be something that's going to demand your attention. And Father God says you're going to be the one to step up to the plate. So Father God says get on your mark, get set, and get ready to take off. For Father God says you're going to initiate and take the proper action. And Father God says in this season, be mindful of your words in the workplace and be mindful of the authority figures. Father God says say what you mean and mean what you say, yet say it in a pleasant manner. And Father God says any changes, any urgencies or emergencies in the office place, Father God says he already gives you the grace and the diplomacy to handle them. Now, I do hear Father God say around September 14th, Father God says there's going to be a new stability in the office place. Father God says he's giving you the grounding and the platform to begin to speak your ideas. And I further hear Father God say this is a season to also to begin to balance out with children. Anything that calls for the attention of children, Father God says he gives you the wisdom, the strength, and the energy to begin to walk through and follow through concerning the family and the children. And that is the word of the Lord.
Amen and amen. Well, listen, my friend, stay tuned as the prophetic team is about to come forth and give you the word of the Lord. And I'll be right back. God bless.
God bless you, Sister Joy. I just hear God saying that he is calling you to the mysteries. I don't know if you are a writer, but I hear God saying the writer is going to come forth. Revelation knowledge is going to flow into you and through you. And God says you're going to begin to speak his word. You're going to speak it with boldness. And I see God bringing forth great clarity in this season. God says, prepare yourself, and that's the word of the Lord.
God bless you. I hear the word of the Lord saying that there is much that he has for you to do. God is saying don't get weary in this season, but God is saying for you to press through and press on. And that's the word of the Lord.
God bless you, Sister Joyce. Sister Joyce, I'm hearing the word of the Lord saying that there's something that you're going to be doing with children. God says that you're going to be doing a lot of writing. God says that he encouraged you in this season. And God says that he's going to send you forth. But God says that you're going to be able to encourage many others. And God says for you to prepare yourself. And that is the word of the Lord.
God bless you, Sister Joyce. and God gives you joy. He gives you joy, 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 everlasting. And he's doing a work. Even you are called to write children's books, children's illustrations. There's just an anointing for children. You have much stories in you. You have much wisdom, even with children with special needs. God says there's even a cartoonist in you. God says even as you seek him, you shall find him even in the nighttime, even in your dreams. God says be mindful of what you hear in the season. Begin to write your thoughts down. Capture the thoughts, the images on paper. I see you doing paintings and writings. There's just a great illustrator in you, and that is the word of the Lord.
God bless you, Sister Joyce. I hear the word of the Lord say to you today, quiet your mind and quiet your heart. For Father God said, peace be still. Finally, Father God say, in your leisure time, I hear Father God saying, comedian Joyce, come forth. Father God says, let the world hear the comedian in you. For Father God says, you'll bring laughter to many, and you'll bring joy to many hearts. And that is the word of the Lord.
Well, I pray that you have been blessed by the word of the Lord from the other prophets. I want to thank you so much for moving in faith and getting your seed in the ground. And I want you to begin to know that the Lord says you're going to grow spiritually in this season. You're going to grow in wisdom and knowledge and understanding. And you're going to see that the Holy Spirit shall lead thee and the Holy Spirit shall guide thee. And I will bring you into a new plateau in me, yea, saith the Lord of hosts. And I will give you wisdom, and the wisdom that I shall impart in thee shall cause you to make right decisions. And you're going to see that during the next 2 to 3 months that you're going to come into a place and a dimension in me, yea, saith the Lord. For the Lord says, know that as you begin to get in his presence, you're going to rise, and you're going to rise in power. You're going to rise in authority. You're going to rise in ambition and even strength. For I, the Lord, shall be with thee, and I shall guide thee, and I shall lead thee. So the Lord says, come away, my beloved, and get into my presence. For the Lord says, I bring you into a time where you need to begin to even fast once a week, one day a week, where you shall focus on me, where you shall focus on the things of the Spirit, and you will stay in my presence mentally, and you will see that I will lead thee, and I will guide thee beside still waters, and you will step into greener pastures. For the Lord says, I desire to sup with thee. I desire for thee to come into my presence, and there you will come into the land of plenty, yea, saith the Spirit of the Lord. And so know, Sister Joyce, that greatness is buried deep down inside of thee, and you're going to step into a season of leadership, a season of power, a season of authority. And you're going to find that you're going to rise to the top, and there shall be nothing that shall stop thee. For the Lord says, answers are coming in this season. Secret information is coming in this season. That which you have been questioning and asking the Lord about, that which you have been waiting about, is about to come quickly unto thee. For the Lord says, prepare, because I bring information that is going to bless you. Information, it could be a phone call, it could be mail, it could be verbally, but it seems like something is coming that you've been concerned about. For the Lord says, get ready for increase around thee. And you're going to find that you're going to come into a season of peace, and yet you're going to be taking a trip, I'm sensing, by the Holy Spirit. A trip is going to bless thee. For the Lord said, this is a time for you to begin to meet some very interesting new people, and you will see that I will bless the works of your hands. Get ready for increase all around thee. For the Lord says unto thee, new opportunities and new beginnings for thee. And you're going to come into a season of new possibilities. You're going to come into a season where the Lord says, my love shall be made perfect in thee, and I will strengthen thee. For the Lord says, I send support to thee even in this season, and new understanding. Prepare for a new season and a new time of blessings and opportunities. And that is the word of the Lord. A dream of yours is about to come to pass. God bless you, woman of God.